Great. Well, it's really good to see you all this morning. And we're going to continue in our next story of the book of Acts, as Johnny said. And it's another story that shows us just how kind and good Jesus is. And it's going to be a really exciting story. And we're going to act it out today. So we're going to need a few actors. Now, we've prepped them in advance because with social distancing, we can only be two family groups in one bubble. So Carrie-Anne is going to do our reading, and I'm going to ask the actors to come forward. So if the Plooks and the Nukes would like to come forward. And just as they come forward, we'll start with the Plooks. And we've got here for you today, we've got Peter, who is here. We've got two soldiers, and we've got James. Doesn't look like a James, but this is James here. And we've got Herod. I'm going to ask Herod to socially distance over. In fact, Herod, you can stay at the back over there so that you're visible in the reverse camera sweep, if that's okay, Susan. But then we're not getting you too close. So let's have our reading and let's enjoy this wonderful story. It's going to be a verse at a time as we tell the wonderful prison break story of Peter. So here we go. Why don't I pray as we look at this story together? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the exciting stories in the Bible, and especially for this exciting story of Peter breaking out of prison. And we pray that you'd help us all to learn more about you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's have verse 1. And Susan, you might need to send the camera looking backwards to see the nasty face at the back. In fact, although he's wearing a... Yeah, let's have some booze. Come on. Because, look, underneath the mask, there's a grumpy face. Let's have verse 1. Thank you.
It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them.
Okay, this is Herod. Now, you might remember Herod at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, and Matthew's Gospel, who's a very nasty king. Well, this is his grandson, and he's not a lot better. He may be quite a long way from his soldiers, but his soldiers are going to do something really nasty now. So let's have verse 2.
He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword.
Dear. My word, this is Oscar-winning acting, but actually, this is pretty serious, isn't it? Imagine if we got a WhatsApp message on our church WhatsApp or an email in the weekly news saying that one of our church had been killed by Herod. This is really serious. And not just anyone, but this is James. This is James from James and John. He was there with Peter at the Transfiguration. He was there when Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. And now he's been killed. This is terrible. Let's have verse 3.
When he saw that this was met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread.
Wow. So now Peter's going to be next. This is terrible. These soldiers are pretty scary, aren't they? And soldiers, just hold him there. He might try and run away, but just keep an eye on him. You see, this Herod is only interested in being popular. And if it's popular for him to hate Christians, well, he's going to hate Christians. And so he's got Peter as well. Now, it's also Passover time. So they couldn't have a court and they couldn't decide whether he was guilty. So he's held in the prison for a few days. Let's have verse 4, please.
After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover.
Okay. So, wow, this is getting a bit scary. We've only got two, due to COVID security today, we've only got two soldiers, but actually there should be 16 up there keeping an eye on this guy. He's not a complete criminal, but they certainly don't want him to be free. Well, this is our first scene, and we're calling it persecution. Persecution. And the question that we're asking today, if you can see over there, is who is big? It certainly looks like Herod is big. Let's give him another boo, please. He certainly seems very scary. You see, people didn't like Jesus, and they didn't like Christians. And Herod certainly didn't. And it can be the same today. In fact, across the world, a lot of our brothers and sisters are persecuted just for being Christians. In fact, maybe some of you at school, people think you're a bit strange because you follow Jesus. And you're considered a little bit different, or people just don't understand Christianity, or they say unkind things because you follow Jesus. Maybe they think that what you believe is dangerous or harmful to others. Well, it's not true, but we mustn't be surprised when that happens. In fact, Peter himself went on to write a letter to some brothers and sisters in the church, and he said this: "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may also be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." So, first of all, persecution. Who is big? Well, it looks like it is Herod. But actually, as we're going to see, God is much bigger. So let's go to our second scene. This is a very short one, and this one is called prayer. Persecution and prayer. If we could have verse 5, please, Kerri-Anne.
So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
Okay, so look, Peter's gone off into prison. Let's just take him through. And I think we better lock him in. Yeah, well done. James is still here. He's in prison. There's the two guards on the outside. Is it secure? Pretty secure. But guys, I need you. We'll sort that out in a moment. But for the moment, I need you guys to be praying. So we're going to do some praying Korean style. Now, Korean style praying is where everyone prays with a loud voice at the same time. Do you think you can do that? Okay, so everyone, get ready to pray as loud as you can, and all praying at the same time. Let's pray for Peter's release. Let's pray. Okay, let's pray. Let's hear it. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would please let Peter be free. This is just not fair. Lord, have mercy on Peter and let him be freed. He's one of our apostles. Please, let him be freed. Okay, what's going to happen? Well, we're going to fix that gate on the prison because we can't have our prisoner escaping. And meanwhile, we're going to sing another song. So let's sing. And this is a great song with some great actions as well. So we're going to ask Katie to come and help us with the actions here. We're going to sing Nothing's Too Big. We have a great big God, as we're going to see, and nothing is too big for God. So Peter is in prison. We've had scene one, which is persecution. And verses 1-4, we saw that we've got a terrible king called Herod, and all he wants to do is to persecute the Christians. James has already been killed, and Peter, there he is, chained up in prison behind a maximum security prison gate. Next came prayer, and here we are. Second, we've got prayer in verse 5, and we've all been praying. The church has been praying for the release of Peter. Let's move on to scene 3, which is the most exciting of all. And this scene is called Prison Break. Prison Break.
The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell.
Just pause there, carry on. Hang on. There's an angel. There's the light. And what happens next?
He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrists.
Okay, let's have some chains falling off. Ah, brilliant. This is amazing. What's happening next?
Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak round you and follow me," the angel told him.
Great, look at this.
Wow. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city.
Wow.
It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, Suddenly, the angel left him.
Okay, angel, you go and sit down, because your job is now done. And Peter, if you keep walking, you're just walking in Jerusalem. He thought it was a dream. This is crazy. Let's just pause there, and let's see. Why not come to the front so that the camera can see you?
Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen."
Wow, this is amazing. Peter just thought it was a kind of dream. He was half asleep. Shows how much he was trusting God, that even when he thought he was going to be killed the next night, he was simply trusting God. And then an angel came and set him free through 16 soldiers, bars of iron, a city gate, and now he finds himself wandering through the town. This is quite amazing, isn't it? Now, I think we're going to need some help here for some emojis to think about what's been happening here. So let me just get my little emojis. Oops. That's it. Great. I'm covered in pinboard here. Maybe, Peter, would you mind just holding up? Doesn't matter if that Hawaiian t-shirt gets covered in bits. Wow, scene 3, prison break. Now, let's have a think about what kind of emotions we've had so far in the story. At the start, we saw what happened to James. He died, didn't he? Does someone want to choose an emoji to go with the first one? Yeah, William, what was it like at the beginning? Was it, yeah, just point to one over there. This one? This one. Do you think that's it? Let's just show it to the camera. Is that happy crying or sad crying? That one. That one's happy crying, isn't it? So at the beginning, that one there, yeah. Stay there, William. I'm going to need you in a moment. You're doing brilliantly. Let's put the first one. Let's put this one on the persecution. So this is, having a bit of trouble with my props today. No, you hold that one. Great. So this one, yeah, that's the one, well done. So that one is a sad one, isn't it? What do you think about this one when they're praying? Do you think they're thinking they're looking up to God? So why don't I give you that one? You stick that one on the prayer. And what was it like when he came out of prison? Was it a bit of a phew moment? Yeah, absolutely. William, can you go phew? Can you phew like that? Now, what's this last one there? You take that one. And just hold it up. Hold it up to the camera so that everyone can see what that emoji is. What sort of emoji is that one? It's a happy one, isn't it? In fact, I think it's a hilarious one. So let's go to scene. Thank you, William, that's brilliant. You go and take a seat. Let's go to scene number 4, which I'm calling the padlocked door. The padlocked door. So let's have scene number 4. This is verses 12 to 19, acted out. And Peter, I'll take that off you. We'll put that down here. And Peter, you're now in Jerusalem. You've realized that this wasn't a dream. This is all for real. And it's time to get, maybe if the soldiers would like to go and take a seat. Yeah, because your job is done. We might come back to you guys in a moment, but you guys are going to be in serious trouble with Herod because you've just let the prisoner free. Peter, you're going to go and knock on the door of the church prayer meeting to see, just before we get there, let's have it read out and let's have verse 12 to 19.
When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door.
Okay, let's pause there. Let's have our... Go for it next.
When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said. And then he left for another place.
Okay, let's give them a round of applause. Woo-hoo. And meanwhile, let's hear the final scene. Let's hear what happened to those soldiers. So they've gone off the camera, but let's hear what happens next to those soldiers.
In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed.
Wow, those two guards, they were going to get executed. Thank you, Kerri-Anne, very much indeed. You take a seat. In those days, do you know that if you were a prison guard and you let your prisoner escape, what was going to happen to that prisoner would happen to the guards? So, Mary, Georgia, sorry to hear that. This is quite an amazing story, isn't it? I mean, we've got all the emotions in here. We've got sadness, we've got few, we've got praying, we're looking up to God. And then this final section is actually quite hilarious because the people in the church, they can't quite believe that Peter has been set free in answer to their prayers. I think it's a little bit like us sometimes, isn't it? We know that God is big and we pray to him, but do we really act like it's going to happen? We might pray, but we might not expect our prayers to be answered. Yes, there are times when God doesn't answer our prayers, and we have to trust him to give us the answer that we need and that we want, that he wants. But wonderfully, he does answer prayers, and he especially answers prayers for the spread of his gospel, because Peter was needed to take the good news out to others and to be involved in the council in Jerusalem, which happens later on in the book. Well, it's a great story, and I'd encourage you to read it again and again when you get some time. But the big lesson is, who's big? We're going to do something now for which I'm going to apologize to Michael Jackson. Well, I can't because he's no longer with us. But one of his songs said, "The whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again, who's bad?" But we're going to say, who's big, okay? So when I say, "The whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again," can you shout, "Who's big?" Do you think you can do that? Okay, let's give it a go. The whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again,
who's big?
Let's try that one more. The whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again,
who's big?
Who's big? It looked like Herod was big. It looks like your scary teacher, kids, on a Monday morning is big. Teenagers, it looks big when someone is your friend and then they ignore you and then they tell you that they're no longer your friend anymore. But God is bigger. Singles, it feels big when there's no one in your life and you feel alone in the COVID restrictions. But God is bigger. Parents, it feels very big when one of your loved ones is taken away, but God is even bigger. Grandparents, it's tough when all your plans for the summer keep getting changed, but who's big? God is bigger. And as we as a church enter the next phase of our mission, post-lockdown, it's tempting to think that COVID is big or everything is going wrong. But this wonderful story of Peter's prison break tells us that God is big, and we can trust him even when bad things happen. We're going to sing another song now, and it's a great Charles Wesley hymn, and it takes some words from this wonderful story that we've been looking at. "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, then my chains fell off, my heart was free." The God who is so wonderfully big can not only break through bars of iron, as we heard in our verse right at the beginning of the service, but he can break our cold and broken hearts and can give us complete and wonderful forgiveness.